It's a real pleasure to have, especially on the 4th of July weekend. And, you know, I've always done my best to be totally honest with you. This was not, actually, I always have been, not just doing my best. I'd like to say we planned this for 4th of July, but it just sort of worked out this way. We've got the great American composer and songwriter and really master of Johnny Cash, and his music being saluted, as well as his life. There's a show going on right now called Ring of Fire. It's being presented by Pittsburgh Cielo, and it stars Jay Hitt and Mitch Marloy and Paul Cadoris, Nicole Stefanik, and John Rolfe is here as well, and there's others in the cast as well. We'll make sure we mention everybody, but it's just such a pleasure to have them here. The show opened back in May. It's going to run through August 17th, 2014 this year. Who knows? Maybe it'll run longer than that. Wednesday through Sunday at the Cabaret Theater. Let's take a listen to a song, and then you can meet a few cast members. Here, now, a sample of Pittsburgh Cielo's Ring of Fire.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard, things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were. Trying to make a living out of black land dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud.
Sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother just tried it.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long. I'll read your damn in a song. We'll be together in a family circle at the wrong. No, the circle won't be broken by and by or by and by.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother.
Hear us singing for a country mile. A little brother, well, he's gone on. I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together up a yonder in a little while.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, it won't be long.
Sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother joined.
Wow. There you have members of, is it the, well, let's I'm going to go to spokesmodel J-Hit. We're going to make you the spokesmodel for it. How many members are in the cast? We've got five of you today.
Five in the cast. There are two understudies to Erica Strasberg and Santina Tomasetti, who could not be here today, but this is all of us.
I'm so glad we could have you all, especially on a holiday weekend. Now, Jay Hitt, you may know, Jay's been here with us lots of times and has been singing and writing songs of his own for a long, long time here in the Pittsburgh area. How did you get connected with the show? It's a perfect show for you.
I had done Always Patsy Cline years ago with the CLO and auditioned for the part, and I got in.
There he is. Now, are the parts, I haven't seen the show yet, but is there a role of Johnny Cash himself, or?
I get confused on this. At various times, the songs tell the story of his life, and it travels pretty chronologically, but each of us plays a role in it. So no one is Johnny all the time, no.
Okay, so you it's as the ensemble brings his life out for people to go, and what a long life. So you are all playing different roles. Do you go from his very beginnings pretty much through to the end of his life?
Yeah, it starts in Arkansas and moves through his life. The songs that made him popular, the songs that he did when he was starting, and then towards the end.
Yeah, Johnny Cash, his life is incredible, and I think if you go and see the show, you'll even if you know Johnny Cash very well, you'll learn things about him, and you'll get a chance to enjoy some great songs. We have another song coming up, but I want to be sure you get a chance to meet everybody who's playing, doing that great bass solo a few minutes ago. It's Mitch Marloy?
Marroyce.
That's a different way of saying that.
It is, but that's how I say it.
Well, and you would be the expert. Tell me about yourself, if you could.
I'm from St. Pete, Florida, originally. I just graduated from Carnegie Mellon University. And yeah, happy to be doing this show. It's a good time.
Great. Did you study music?
I studied musical theater there.
Excellent. Well, it's great to have you as part of the show. And I hope if you get back to St. Pete, give my best to WMNF, one of the great radio stations in Florida. Just I'm actually a member of that station. They do so well. Then we have the guy who sang lead, one of the lead. There's a lot of leads on that song, actually. You heard Jay doing the bass, and you heard Nicole in a moment belting out the lyric, but also getting it all started. The beginning is... I had to think for a minute. John.
Hi, yeah, I'm John Rolf.
And tell me a little bit about your role in the production and about yourself.
Well, I guess in the role in the show, I play the little guy because I'm the little guy. I'm the shortest. And but I do a lot of the more youthful things, the fun songs, more of the childish sort of stuff, his fun side, I guess.
Yeah, and I should tell you, John was playing banjo on the last song, and it's got to be a lot of fun for you. Have you done much theater prior to this?
Yeah, I graduated from Point Park University in musical theater, but I've always been playing instruments and trying out different things. So, yeah.
What a great show. The John Rolfe, a great cast, I should say. Now, Nicole, if you ever needed somebody to wake you up, you know, if you need a ringtone, I think Nicole could do a good job of recording that for you with that Mama Sang bass line. She's belting it out there, and it's Nicole Stefanik. And tell me a little bit about you.
I'm originally a Wisconsin native, but got my start in the Minneapolis-St. Paul theater area. Gave New York a shot, and there I met and married a Pittsburgher. And so I've been in town for the past couple of years now.
See, we send them out there as agents. That's why the population is growing again, and back you came. So you seem to be having just great joy in singing these songs, and everybody does, but tell me how the show has evolved since May. Have you gelled more and more every day as a cast, and you've got to have people coming back to see it multiple times, I would think.
Absolutely. Well, it's what's interesting about this show, I think, for all of us, is that not only do we get to be a cast of these different characters, but it's our take on these characters, and we're the band too. So the more we do it, I think the more we're finding our groove and the more fun we're having with it. And yeah, I actually have met a few people last week and they said it was their second time coming to see the show. So people are enjoying it and we're having a fun time doing it.
The show runs Wednesday through Sunday, and there are two performances on Saturdays as well. So that's a long run. You've got, six performances every week, and it will run through August 17th. I have a feeling it's going to be held over. Something just tells me that. It's been so popular. People are really raving about the show, and it features the music of Johnny Cash. The song you just heard is in it. Folsom Prison Blues finds its way in there. I Walk the Line, I've Been Everywhere. And if you want more information, you can go to pittsburghclo.org, pittsburghclo.org. If you know where the backstage venue is, right on Liberty, Penn. I always, whichever one I pick, it's the other one. On Penn, the Cabaret Theater is right there, in great little space. Yeah, across from Hyde's Hall is a good way to put it. Jay knows everything. Jay's perfect for this. Let's meet who you haven't met yet, and that is Paul Kadoris. Did I do okay with your name?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Tell me about yourself.
I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas, but I've worked in the Austin theater scene and kind of all over Texas regionally in music, and went to school up here at Point Park as well, just came back. And I saw this job on Playbill.com, and I said, that's mine. And so here I am.
That's great. And, you know, you don't always realize sometimes who is in your midst, but we've got somebody from Wisconsin, somebody, a couple guys, I think, from Pennsylvania primarily, somebody from Florida, and also somebody, as you just heard, from Texas, all celebrating the music of Johnny Cash and bringing their talents together for a great show. This is going to be our last chance to talk. I want to be sure, is there anything anybody would like to mention about the show that I haven't brought up? We're going to be thrilled to hear another selection of it. Jay, is there anything from it, I should say, is there anything else to know about the show? It's good for kids as well as adults, right?
Yeah, kids like it. I think you covered just about everything.
I want to know what your career as an actor is going to be here, Jay. You're amongst these fine, trained thespians. Now, I've known Jay for a long time. Are we going to see you tackling Shakespeare, or maybe Cats, or Hair is coming? You know, Hair's coming at the end of July. You could play a role in that.
That would be embarrassing. No, I don't know. The acting thing is, I don't know. I had to learn a lot. I don't know upstage from downstage. I don't know. I have learned.
Actually, you would have to learn a lot as a musician to work with actors. At least I think you would, because I would be going to the right on stage left and to the left on stage right and all that.
The lights you have to be in. It's hard. It's hard.
Oh, yeah. People can see you. Yeah, I see radio. That would be very hard for me.
No, but I think you covered it. People should come out. It's a really a great show.
Great. I'm going to put the link on Facebook as they play their next song if you go to SLB Radio's Facebook page. So once again, it's a great pleasure to bring to you members of the cast, actually the whole cast of Cielo Theater and their production of Ring of Fire.
Well, I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road.
When along came a semi with a high and canvas-covered load.
If you're going to win a muckamac with me, you can ride.
So I climbed in the cab and settled down inside.
Have you ever seen a road with so much dust and sand?
I said, listen, I've seen every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. Share, man.
right, guys. Cut. Because you see, I've been to Pittsburgh. So keep up. Pittsburgh, Clarksburg, Gravelsburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Marabou, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Cedar City, Sioux City, Dodge City, what a pity!
I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, across the desert's fair, man, breathing mountain air, man, drop my hat, my share, man, I've been everywhere.
Pittsburgh CLO's Ring of Fire. More information, 412-281-3973, pittsburghclo.org. Just posted a link on Facebook. The show runs Wednesday through Sunday through August 17th. John, Jay, Mitch, Paul, Nicole, thank you for being here today. You sounded great.